Great night for Sydney. Great day for Sydney yesterday. The new players get their jumpers presented to them formally and officially. The parents of those players get welcomed into the club. And then they have their gala season launch, and they inducted a couple of players, a few players into the Hall of Fame. And it was great to see Lewis Roberts-Thompson, one of those, such an outstanding contributor for the Sydney Swans, over 12 seasons of playing, more years at the club than that. And he's been good enough to join us the day after. Lewis, congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Andy. It was a huge honour. It was unexpected, but it's very exciting for me and for my family as well.
Good night.
Yeah, no, it was a bit of fun. Look, I think, it's sort of the official season launch jumper presentation, so it's a really good night to see the players, prepare themselves for the upcoming season. And then the Swans do it well. They mix in a little bit of heritage too. They've got the heritage listed items they induct, and then also the Hall of Fame inductees they do. So it's a good night. There's a lot of ex-players there, and you've obviously got a nice mix of the current players as well.
What was in? I imagine you made a speech. What was the kind of thrust of what you wanted to say to the football club and everybody who had been, kind of key in you being able to do what you did as a player for that footy club, Lewis?
Yeah, look, I had the opportunity to say a couple of words. I mean, Adam Spencer was the MC, and look, he's a very funny man, and he sort of leads you astray a little bit. But I think the good thing for me was just to be able to thank the footy club for the chance they gave me. It was, whatever it was, 15 or so years ago that I had the recruiting manager call me up and say, look, we're going to pick up the upcoming draft. And but since then, it's been a pretty exciting journey. Plenty of highs and lows, that's for sure. But for me, it was, to acknowledge the coaches and all the support the footy club's given me, my family. Made mention of the grand finals because they were pretty special occasions. Overall, it was the celebration of an ungainly career of mine. but it was a lot of fun, and I was truly humbled by the occasion.
Mate, it was a glorious career in the end. We'll get to those two grand finals because there's two things in particular I want to ask you about both of them. But you were a code hopper. I mean, you grew up playing rugby union. I know your old man had an Aussie rules background, but you grew up in Sydney playing rugby union, and you'd only played, I think memory serves, like 30 or 40 games of, kind of proper organised footy before you got to Sydney. When you got there, did you get a sense for how far off it you were, or you were actually a bit closer than you thought you might have been?
Look, coming into the AFL system, obviously you get the best coaching, you're training daily, you're learning more and more about the game, positional play, et cetera. So it's a fantastic environment for someone to go into that doesn't know a huge amount about Aussie rules. But look, I think I just enjoyed competitive sport. So that was one of the things that that really helped me along the way. My early days, Roosie invested a huge amount of time into really ironing out some of those rugby union traits that I did have. Murray, some of those touch-finding kicks or the knock-ons certainly plagued me throughout my career. But I think what also really helped was some of the role models. When I first arrived, Barry Hall was part of the footy club, and Hawley was a fantastically loyal teammate, but he taught me a lot about mental toughness, about just general marking, kicking, all those sort of skills. And then you sort of follow on, you've got Brett Kirk, Adam Goods, these sort of players. I was lucky in that regard to have some fantastic mentors out there.
You're clearly from a good family, and you've been given a good set of moral, you had a good moral compass right throughout your life. But we hear so much about what it's like to be a Sydney Swan through that period, and it's now an established culture. What can you tell us about it, Lewis? What was it like to be inducted into that group of players, and what did it? How did it kind of help shape you?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of life experiences and life learnings to take away from the Swans Footy Club and my experiences. That Bloods culture you mentioned, look, that's built on hard work and honesty. It's been true to yourself and putting your hand up and accepting accountability and ownership of your actions. Stewie Maxfield, who was my first captain, he was at the forefront of really driving that Bloods culture. And look, he boiled it down to the basics. It was literally you train hard, you prepare right, and you display just an amazing amount of professionalism in everything that you do. And then mix that with Roosey, who's sort of governing the entire ship, and then my next coach, John Longmire. They sort of really drove home and instilled the correct values in
you. It'll take you a long way, that sort of stuff. The two grand finals, Lewis, off the SMS machine, there's a load of people remembering you unbelievably fondly, and a lot of people, you know, thanking you and congratulating you, obviously Sydney supporters, for the way that you're able to perform, not only across your career, but particularly on those two grand final days. Can you remember the kind of, you know, how you approach the lead into those two games? And what are your memories about those two matches particularly clear?
Yeah, I mean, they're both totally different. 05 was early in my career. I was 21 years old. I've been at the club for a couple of years. It was a real whirlwind. You're up on the big stage, a huge crowd in front of you, the phenomenal atmosphere, and it all just goes past in a bit of a blur. But then when you wait 7 years, you throw a few injuries into the mix, and 2012 comes around. You're a little bit older, more mature, more experienced, but you have an understanding. You realise just the importance of a grand final. They don't come along every single day, and you can't take it for granted. So that was a real difference to me, was that mindset. But I think, yeah, you take it back to 05. It had been 72 years between drinks for the Swans, and you know, to see the supporters, to see all the people who'd been involved at the footy club and how much it meant to them, it did put it in perspective, and it did give you a real sense of appreciation to what the footy club was like. But, yeah, in terms of the games itself, I mean, there's only glimpses that I do remember. Celebrations post-game in the change room, sharing that with your teammates, that's all pretty special. But, yeah, I mean, the game itself, it's probably the only game you sort of walk off the field and you don't... when you do win, that you don't feel any soreness.
I bet. Talking to Lewis Roberts-Thompson, who, I mean, you're in the running. You're amongst Sydney's best players in both of those games, and you're in the running, according to most of us, for Norm Smith honours at halftime in both of those games. It was kind of remarkable that, you mentioned ungainly at the start of the interview about the way you kind of played your early footy. And, you know, it took some time, I think, for even hard-nosed Sydney supporters to kind of finally adopt you as, now we know what this bloke is and we know how valuable a commodity and player he is. But, I mean, the fact that you walked away a two-time premiership player and, you know, but for maybe one or two of your teammates stepping up even more in the second half, you could have had a couple of North Smiths in your bag. It's remarkable what you're able to do in your career.
You're spot on there. I mean, I find it hard to believe myself that it's all happened to me. Certainly very lucky. I mean, how do you describe the way I play? Yeah, ungainly, unorthodox. But look, I've played the game. I tried to be as fair as possible, as tough as possible, and just have a crack. It's one of those things where, and it's part of the Bloods ethos.
Mate, you're unbelievably honest. I mean, that was the thing. Whenever you put the jumper on and went out and played, you were just a very honest and very, very handy footballer. There's no question about it. Was there one role that you thought, just put all humility to aside for one second, is there a role that you thought was more suited, that you played your best football performing?
No, there was no one particular role that I could say I performed outstandingly, but I did enjoy playing up forward every now and then, kick a sausage roll. That's always a little bit of a thrill.
Lewis, magnificent career. Thoroughly deserved gong you got last night up there at Sydney. Two-time premiership player, 179 games, 54 goals. Rising star nominee way back in 2003. It's a magnificent career any which way you... slice it or dice it, mate. Well played throughout, and congratulations on the honour that was bestowed upon you last night. Thanks for sharing a few minutes with us this afternoon.
No, too easy. Really do appreciate all the support. Thanks, Andy.
Good on you. Lewis Roberts-Thompson, who did it the right way.